This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Radio Program. Doug will be back before we know it. I'm Jake Kirshner. She's Jennifer Horn. We have James Collins keeping the music going. Okay, so should we start out with good news or
the good news?
The other news.
give the good news. Let's start off with that.
All right, so there is a Florida boy who he had to call 911. But he had to call 911 for a really good reason. He wanted to give a police officer a hug.
Oh, well, that's cute. Maybe not the best way to use 911, but did he get the hug?
He did. The police officer arrived, and he said that they deeply appreciated the genuine kindness. Of course, you want to, you know, for non-emergency situations to contact authorities, call your local police station directly. But it ended up being really cute. And the 911 received a call, and the officers show up, and the mom is assuring it that everything is fine, and they're like, well, we received a 911 call from this address. Can we, you know, is there anybody else in the house? And she's like, let's go talk to my son and see what's up. And because the 911 call was disconnected. And so, the 911 call came from a disconnected cell phone, which everybody knows you can still use as 911 emergencies. So they went and talked to the child, and the child was like, I just wanted to give a police officer a hug. I want to thank them. Like, it was just really
sweet. You can't get mad at that.
Yeah, it ended up being one of those really good situations. But it was just such a cute story, because you never think when somebody's doing a check, when somebody calls 911 and then they hang up, it's kind of like, okay, what's going on? We need to go check it out.
Think
you don't know what you're walking
on.
Into, because there was no other information. But ended up just being a 9-year-old who wanted to give police officers a hug.
Well, that's sweet. I'll appreciate that. I'm sure they're like, okay, keep the phone away from the kid, but thank you very much, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know where this happened, but hopefully it's one of those areas where, like, I don't want to say the police had nothing better to do, but do you know what I mean? There are just some areas that are higher in crime. Like, you even know if you are driving, a certain amount over the speed limit, you're like, I'm going to get pulled over because there's not more crime in the area.
Right.
Where other places, you're like, well, I can go a little bit faster than that even.
They have other things to worry about.
Yes. All right, so the other news, which this isn't, I mean, take this one for what it is. South Korea announced plans to launch its first domestically built spy satellite at the end of this month an effort to monitor what North Korea is doing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be launched from California's, how do you say this, Vandenberg Air Force Base,
yeah.
Yep. That's where it will be launched from on November 30th, carried by SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It's under contract with SpaceX, and South Korea plans to launch 4 more satellites by 2025.
They need to protect themselves. I mean, they're right in the thick of it, so why not have, if we can help them, it helps us as an ally, so, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll help them out.
There's so much unknown coming out of North Korea.
Can you just, I mean, think about all the technology, though. I was looking at my, like, neighborhood Facebook a couple weeks ago, and someone said, you know, I noticed a drone flying in my backyard and into the windows, looking into the windows of the house. Apparently, people are using the drones to see if people are home before they know if they can, like, steal stuff from you.
That is so next level.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I'm telling you, it's like you just have to shake your head. If these criminals could only use their brains for good instead of evil, we might be in a better spot. But the technology is just wild. I mean, yeah, South Korea on a big level is going to be able to get information on North Korea. That's really good. But you think about how far technology has come. And now the average, like, you know, dummy on the street is able to fly a drone into your bedroom window to see if you're home. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. But I also feel like the technology should be there on the flip side with security, like home security developments of maybe some projector that gives like a shadowy figure that makes it look like something somebody is walking around.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like a drone inside your house that makes it look like there's a person hopping around.
Or something. Or like even just some of the security, the motion detectors. If they just have a little projector attached to them and it just throws like a light or something every so often, or just this little shadowy figure. Because one of the scams people are doing is you have somebody knocking on the front door pretending they're with like DoorDash or Uber Eats or like some kind of delivery. And they're just at the wrong house, but they're knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell just to see if anybody's home while other people are waiting for word that, hey, nobody's coming to the door, nobody's home, for them to sneak through the back way to try to find an entry point to the house.
It's like, yeah, that's kind of creepy. And that's been going on for a while. I think technology just gives more opportunity for it. But, you know, my grandfather for his life was hard of hearing, and he was home alone once. And he had somebody who was trying to talk to him but was not really talking to him loud enough, so he was really struggling to hear. And they were distracting him while the other guy was walking through the house seeing what he could steal. And he had just gotten to my grandmother's bedroom where she didn't have a ton of expensive jewelry, thank God. But when we came home, and we had to chase the guy out of the house. I mean, it was just
people, I think, for such a long time. They are, yeah.
You just don't realize what they're willing to do. And, you know, it's, oh, gosh, there's my phone going. But you don't realize what people are willing to do to, you know, to distract you, or now with technology to use that to get ahead. I mean, it's like it's just easier now than it even ever used to be. You don't even have to rely on a person to distract. Now it can be some kind of technology.
Well, and it's like you never know who's armed. And granted, a lot of people are no longer armed because that's additional charges if they do get caught. But some people are armed. You have people that aren't even like thieves who are armed and just like ready to shoot and stuff. So
you don't know. That's the scary part.
Yeah, it's definitely scary. If somebody knocked on my door, they would think I wasn't home because I wouldn't answer the door anyway. And there's been times where somebody's persistent. I will run into the bathroom, throw on the music, and throw on the shower so that I'm like, on the off chance that they start circling the property because they really
want to. They're like, I'm in the shower.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. So it's like, oh, I hear music loudly playing. There's no way they hear me. But now I'm thinking, well, that's just inviting people in if they are trying to.
Yeah, that's like they're
perfect conditions. They're like, well, as long as the music's loud,
I love the Ring doorbell because you can talk to people through the Ring without actually having to open your door, which in many cases is like a godsend. I love that. I love that piece of technology.
Can you believe that guy was on Shark Tank? And I think somebody, I can't remember, one of the sharks was interested, but it wasn't a great deal. And the guy was like, no, I'm not accepting that offer, and walked away. And, I mean, now look at it. Like, he just, this entirely, like, amazing thing. I forget who bought it out. Was it
Amazon, right?
Ted Nugent? No, not Ted Nugent. Somebody got in touch with him and went further with it, and I think was it Amazon that eventually ended up taking ownership?
I don't know. I see a lot of Ring on Amazon, but I don't know if that's true or not. It's a great piece of technology, though. And I put these other little cameras up from different places. I can't remember the name of the camera, but they're great because you don't have to pay a monthly charge, and they work off of SD cards. So once the card fills up, then it'll start to delete like the older videos. But you can actually keep a running tab of people that are walking around your yard. So I've got the Ring on the door, and then the cameras around, and it's kind of nice. As much as it's a little creepy to need security cameras on your home, which sucks, but it's still available, and you know, it's better to be safe than sorry, I guess, at least to keep an eye on things. So if you hear that weird noise, you don't have to grab a roll of wrapping paper, you know, to try to secure yourself.
Well, and I think a lot of people are using indoor security cameras, not only for security, but to see what their pets are doing when they're not home, or some people are using it as a form of a baby monitor anymore, where they have an app on their phone, and they can just, like, well, my child's playing in the family room, I need to go into a different room quickly and do something. Because kids, you think they're fine, and the next thing you know that they're, like, hanging from the ceiling chandelier. They teleported. They didn't jump. They teleported up there.
Just assume no privacy ever. So, you know, don't do anything stupid just because someone walks out of the room. Doesn't mean they're not watching you.
There was one time when I still lived in Nashville. I was in my son's room with him, and our monitor, when it when somebody accessed it or was using it, it would have a red light, and it was through an app. And I wasn't using it, all of a sudden I saw the red light come on, and I text Ryan, who was in a different room, and I'm like, hey, are you using the monitor? And he's like, no. And I immediately unplugged it, and we never plugged it back in because I was so terrified of that one, because I'm like, who just accessed it? It went red.
That
somebody
is so
accessed
creepy.
It. Uh-huh.
Ugh. Well, that's like everybody who now puts tape over their webcams because people can hack into your computer easily and see what's going on inside your house. So bizarre.
It really is. Well, so, okay, the Ring guy, entrepreneur, no doubt, another entrepreneur. This one didn't end so well with him. 21-year-old Weston Sewell in Connecticut was running an $8.5 million mushroom factory out of his home.
A mushroom factory?
Police
a small business
down.
Guy in the making.
Yep. I mean, you know, to each their own, figuring it out. But apparently he had, like, lined up hundreds of white baggied mushrooms in several, quote-unquote, quadrants along the front yard.
No.
In his front yard. Like,
how did they catch him? Did someone see it?
I think drug enforcement received his tip. And so they went to go check it out, and of course they find some stuff in his front yard. They enter the house, and it is like, I mean, this guy clearly didn't have visitors. There's no way you can have visitors in this home because it basically, you see photos, it looked like he was hoarding magic mushrooms.
Well, you know, and these things can be so dangerous too. Even just to have them, have the residue on you can be really dangerous, depending on what kind of mushrooms you get. Did you hear about the guy or the woman who killed her in-laws with mushrooms
yes.
that she served to them for dinner?
We talked about this over the summer when it was first, and she was like, "That was an accident. I didn't pick these mushrooms. I bought them from a market, and mm-hmm. they were her in-laws. So, like, her estranged husband was supposed to be there. He couldn't go, and it was her mother and father-in-law, and then I think the mother-in-law's sister and her husband or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, "No, my mother-in-law's like a mother to me. I didn't have a mother. She's like, these are my favorite people. And now more evidence has come out that she has officially been charged with murder. But apparently this is like the third instance for one of the victims. Now, they named who died, but they didn't necessarily name who was poisoned and survived or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess there was somebody who, like, over the years, this happened twice before.
Oh, man. That's a bad, mm-hmm. that's a bad day.
Yeah. 18 after the hour.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. He is James Collins.
That is
me. We'll be back before we know it. Have you been following any of this Al Pacino child support stuff?
No.
It was...
Isn't Al Pacino like 74? He still has kids? Like kids that need child support?
Yeah, as recent as just this past June, he and his then-girlfriend, Nora Alfala, had a son named, was it Roman? Roman.
Okay.
He was born June 6th, just this past summer. And there were some rumors, I think back in August or September, that they had broken up already. But then both of their representative people from their teams were like, no, they're still together. Well, apparently they have broken up. And there was a child support agreement that was made. But just now some of the information is actually coming to light. So Roman, 4 months old.
4 months
they
old?
They have agreed. 4 months old, yeah. They have agreed that they will share the joint legal custody of Roman. They will consult one another on all major decisions relating to Roman's health, education, welfare, while Nora will have physical custody of their son with reasonable right of parenting time, which is visitation for Pacino.
Okay.
And Al Pacino will need to pay $30,000 a month in child support for Roman. And he's 83.
So how old is Noor? How old is she?
I cannot recall. I want to say 20-something. Ooh. I feel like she is very young.
Yeah, okay, she's 29. Yeah. Hey, listen, that is absolutely nuts that he can have a kid at 83. Listen, he's still got it, I guess. That's crazy.
Well, she's going to get 6% of his annual gross income. Well. So, but it seems like it was very amicable. They are looking forward to co-parenting, and I think that she is working on one of his films. So I believe that even though the romantic relationship did not work out, they still have like a mutual respect.
Is that kind of how they met? They met on like a film together? Or something?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Believe so. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, okay, somebody who is 74 and totally thriving, Bruce Springsteen, will talk about what kind of shape he's in right now.
Well, Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tough as nails, 74-year-old Bruce Springsteen, aka the Boss,
yeah,
is in great shape amid his recovery from the peptic ulcer disease that he was having. There was the big Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band tour that was happening. They had to take a little pause, and I think, oh, James, what was it? Have you ever seen him perform?
No. Well, I mean, I've seen clips of it, and he's a baller on the stage. He is absolutely all over the place. He's an amazing performer.
This is, Bruce Springsteen should be one of those bucket list things where, like, if you ever get a chance to see him perform live, totally do it. He has no opening act. He and his band go so hard for, like, 3+ hours.
Wow.
And what's incredible is, so the first 6 months of the tour was so intense, but they also had been off for, like, 6 or 7 years.
Right.
And that now that they've had this break, they're going to come back stronger than ever, and Bruce is actually in really great shape.
Wow, that's fantastic. It goes to show you, like, you're never too old to stop, you know, performing or, you know, partying, you know? You're never too old.
Yeah, age is nothing but a number. It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential election is under 1 year away. New polls by the New York Times and Siena College shows presidential candidate Donald Trump holds an edge over President Biden across 5 key swing states in a matchup. As a continuation of the 2020 election, Biden is favored by Democrats and Trump is substantially favored by Republicans. More than 300 Americans, their families, and some permanent U.S. residents have left Gaza. John Feiner, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor, said yesterday on CBS News,
"We believe that there are still a number of Americans inside Gaza, but that over the last several days, through pretty intensive negotiations with all sides relevant to this conflict, we have been able to get out more than 300 Americans, lawful permanent residents, and their family members. This is obviously a major priority and one that we are going to continue to work at."
Lance Pry, USA News.
"I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey guys, it's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
I'm Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Right now, we have the myth, the legend, Mary O'Malley, psychic medium life coach. are those all the correct words, Mary?
You got it.
I feel like I could go on and on. I am such a fan of yours. You can reach out to Mary, get more information, thesoulscout.net. That's thesoulscout.net. But Mary, you have some other exciting things in the works. Will you tell us more about it?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just published my Patreon page. And for those that don't know, Patreon is a platform that allows individuals to support different creators. So there's artists, podcasts, things like that, people that, you know, struggle to they want to do their art, their work, but they need a little help paying the rent while they're, you know, doing things like this. So I just published it, and it's going to my podcast will be downloaded on there, and I'll talk about that too. But also, for the podcast, my belief is that everyone has psychic abilities. Everybody has a sixth sense. Everybody's a part of the whole. And but people have an expectation of what that's supposed to look like, and maybe theirs looks different. So they just, you know, they say, oh, well, that's not how it happened for me, so I must not be psychic, or that must not have been a ghost or an entity that I experienced, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it is. So what I want to do is have people share their stories, and so that, because it's not like it happens on TV, you know, or in books, and a lot of times that's all we have to compare it to. So I want people to know that it's happening in their daily life, and help them to be able to pinpoint that, but also to understand their own way of receiving information, because it's different for everybody. There's as many different ways to receive information or perceive the sixth sense universe as there are fingerprints. And so I'll have, for those that join the Patreon, I'll have some free classes up with exercises on how to identify your gifts, how to strengthen those gifts, how to communicate, talk to spirit guides, all that kind of stuff. And so those classes will start showing up probably once a week for some time as I get them all going. That'll start this week. So between the Patreon and the podcast, and I did the first podcast interview, but then I got sick. So that'll be downloaded on the Patreon this week too, and that's mm-hmm. with the fabulous, famous Linda Palmer from Runaway Productions, award-winning filmmaker, about her new book and her psychic experiences.
That's awesome.
She's filming a docuseries, and I'm in one of the documentaries. So that's a fabulous one. But for the most part, I just want to hear from regular people, their own experiences, their questions, you know, things like that. So we can talk about it and let it be real in our lives, because it is a part of us and what we own already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can find that at patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/RUPsychicPodcast. What are some of the ways, Mary, that someone could tell if they might have some level of a psychic ability?
Well, we can just kind of fall back to the basics. You know, you think about somebody and then the phone rings. For me, it's I think about somebody and then I run into them at the grocery store. Even if they live on the other side of the country, they will show up in my grocery store. also, that feeling, this happens to everybody. There's a feeling of I should turn right instead of left. You know, little things like that. Or, darn it, I knew that's what was going to happen and I didn't pay attention. You know, all of those are cues from, I'm going to call it the universe, you can call it Holy Spirit, whatever you want. But it's all pretty much the same thing. But all of those are tied to our own sixth sense or psychic abilities. Walk into a room and all of a sudden you feel a cold spot or tingles or all the hairs on your arms, you know, stand up. I would say everybody I've ever talked to has had some kind of experience like that. Where they think, huh, what was that? <You know>? Mm-hmm. Oh, I must have been imagining that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, or they chalk it up to, like, just a happenstance, or what's the word I'm looking for? When something just happens, like...
Coincidence.
Coincidence, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Now,
what are some ways that someone could strengthen their psychic muscle?
Just by like with any muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it's going to get. So one of the first class actually that'll be downloaded on the Patreon this week is about exactly how to do that. So we receive information through all of our senses. It's not, it doesn't just come. Well, sometimes it does, but you might see something inside of your head, a picture or something like that. So it's really easy to think, oh, that was just my imagination. And yet that's exactly what happens. So for some people, seeing, they can see things. Some people, they hear things. Even they'll hear a little voice in their ear, or they'll overhear a conversation that seems to have an answer for them from a question they ask. A lot of people feel. They'll feel emotions. They'll feel physical things. And there's taste and there's smell also. So all of our senses are available for us to receive information. You know, if you work with a psychic, it looks like they're just pulling stuff out of the air, but they're really not. They're seeing, they're feeling, they're hearing, tasting, smelling, receiving that information. So on the exercises, I have people take one a week, basically, you know, ask a mm-hmm. question and see if something comes into your mind, a picture comes into your mind. The next week, ask a question and, you know, see if you feel what you feel. A lot of times when I feel things, it will be a past experience of mine that mm-hmm. spirit will remind me of that experience and how it felt. And then I will relay that information to my client, and they'll go, oh, my God, that's exactly how I feel, exactly what's going on, you know. And so then we can pick it apart from there. What's the primary emotion? Is it fear? Is it, you know, anything like that? So the only thing that gets in the way is what we want. You know, we want to know that something's a certain way, and sometimes we'll want it so badly we'll ignore it. Uh-huh. And I've seen that in some of my relationships where, you know, the relationship in the end didn't go well, but I can backtrack. And there were many moments in the relationship when my gut instinct, my gut, my intuition, my psychic senses were telling me, no, he's not the one.
Yeah.
And I ignored it because, oh, I was so in love, you know. And so. You know, my gosh, if I actually was, you know, had been listening to my instincts, had been listening to that sixth sense, my life probably would have been a little different, right? So if you get the hang of it and you get to trust it and you get in tune with it, life changes. Life changes. And that, you know, life still happens. People die. Bad things happen. Accidents happen. But okay. If you're in tune, getting through those things is much easier, much faster, is much more even fulfilling. It's a whole different experience.
Now, does spirit ever tell you anything without you actually, and you specifically, Mary, does spirit ever tell right. you anything without you having asked for an answer to something or asked for questions? It's just kind of like all of a sudden something pops up?
Yes. You know, they'll find a way, even if I'm not paying attention, they'll find a way to communicate with me. And if I'm not paying attention, they know sometimes they have to kind of use a hammer, you know.
Uh-huh.
Pay attention.
The big sign that says, hey, flashing lights, this is your sign.
Exactly. But I'll get a push to call somebody, you know, call this person. And then I'll find out, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I called this person. They either had information that I needed or they needed me. You know what I mean? They mm-hmm. needed a friend right then. So a lot of times that's what it's about. But sometimes it's just go here, go there. And most of the time I follow it. You know, if it's possible, it's always possible, I find. So it does happen, but it's often subtle. It's often subtle, mm-hmm. and it'll be like a little bit afterwards that I tune back into that message and go, whoa, where did that come from anyway? What made me uh-huh. pick up the phone right then? What made me get in my car and go there right then? So a lot of times it's just subtle, and I'm just sort of following along. It's not like I lose free will or anything. I still have free will, right?
Yes, yeah.
But I've gotten to a point where it's a lot easier for me to trust that communication process between me and spirit. So
when you know the strength of your intuition. Yeah. So go with it.
Yeah. That's one of my stories is, well, about 5-6 years ago, Mother's Day was coming up and, I had an uncomfortable, relationship with my mom. Let's put it that way. And I really wanted to spend the day with my son. And I kept feeling pulled to go spend Mother's Day with my mom. And so anyway, I tuned in and I heard, go spend Mother's Day with your mom. You will never regret it. And I did. And we had a lovely day with one of her friends. It really was a lovely day. And she died about 2 weeks before the next Mother's Day. You know, it was like, and that happened all that year. My mom told, oh, I'm having a dinner party. Oh, mom, can I come? Like, I knew I had to go to the dinner party. So I saw her more in that year before she died than I had in all the, in many years before. And of course was there, you know, for the last 3 months, when she was ill. So, you know, things like that are so important.
Yeah.
You know, how important was that? Even though we had an uncomfortable relationship, it was an opportunity to do some healing and give back, you know, whatever it was. So that was a blessing that I probably would have ignored if I hadn't been paying attention.
Yes, and it's such a strong message of you won't regret this.
I literally heard those words. Mm-hmm. You will not regret it if you go spend Mother's Day with your mom. So, and my mom was an alcoholic, right? So that was a big thing to say to me. That's why I wasn't keen to go there. You know what I mean? But we just happened to have a lovely time that day. So this is important.
That was, yeah. Now, are there ever times where spirit gives you a message and it's for someone else that you don't even know? Like, you just happen to be at the grocery store or, like, somewhere else, and you have a message for someone else. How do you do you tell that person, or is it kind of like, it's like, how
would I basically don't do that. I'm not comfortable with that. If it's not asked for, then I don't do it. So,
yeah. That makes sense, because it also may not be received. Mary, this is amazing. Get more information, thesoulscout.net and patreon.com/RUPsychicPodcast. Check it out, Mary O'Malley.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. The Candyman can.
It's 53 after the hour. Very easy to tell this song is the Candyman. We have our movie man, Chuck Curry. Why are we listening to this song?
How are you, first of all?
Where are my manners, Chuck? I'm sorry. I'm well. How are you doing?
My goodness, you're worse than Doug. I'm just kidding. I was reading some tracking on Warner Brothers' Willy Wonka prequel titled Wonka, which stars Timothy Chalamet. It opens on December 15th. Tracking somewhat what they call in the industry soft, around a $23 million opening weekend. Having said that, it's sort of a interesting landscape to open movies right before Christmas, because the week historically between Christmas and New Year's, a lot of movies, especially family films, seem to find a foothold and garner a very nice family audience. So even though it's tracking soft, I'm going to make the assumption if the movie's good, and that's a big if, I think it'll ultimately do pretty well at the box office. Now, having said that, let me just point this out. I don't see the point personally. I would not make anything Willy Wonka, because I do think the original film with Gene Wilder is so good. He's so perfect in that role. I think anybody, despite the fact that Chalamet is a good actor, he's not going to measure up to what Gene Wilder did in that film. Johnny Depp certainly couldn't do it. I doubt he will. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I feel like the only saving grace with Johnny Depp's Wonka was that there was a little bit of a backstory, like a history of how.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a Tim Burton fan. And I liked every single thing about that film until Johnny Depp comes on screen. And I like Johnny Depp. I just think he was so bizarre, so weird. I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way. I do like the kid, Freddie Highmore, I believe, who's on The Good Doctor. I thought that part was real. That stuff was really good. But the Wonka himself, Johnny Depp, just too bizarre for my taste.
Yeah, it really took away from the base of what the character originally always was. The Timothée Chalamet one could be very interesting.
Yeah.
Was there anything good out of the box office this week?
Well, let me just get your opinion on this. The studios have now presented in this 116 day strike now with actors. What they say is their best and their final offer, which the actors are going to either have to accept this week or this thing's going to get kicked into 2024. Hopefully it's a very good offer and they could sit down and hopefully accept this, because if this gets kicked into next year, it's going to be bad for the industry, and certainly it's going to be possibly devastating for theater owners. So I hope
for the union especially, because there are so many incredible actors out there who are non-union that I think the film is just going to, film and theater is just going to go towards non-union based stuff. Everything that's currently out there, yeah, probably going to cease to exist, but they're just going to start working, and I think a lot of the SAG-AFTRA union members, if that ends up being the case, they will just defect from the union.
Yeah.
SAG-AFTRA has to take whatever
really
that offer is.
And spin in a lot of different directions. Now, in terms of box office, Jay, Five Nights at Freddy held the top spot. Not all good, though. It did $19 million. It's done over $200 million worldwide, which means the film's very profitable. But it did fall 75% from its opening weekend ticket sales, meaning I'd have to think word of mouth is not good. I talked about this film on Friday. I got a chance to see it. To me, it's a massive disappointment and a head-scratcher in terms of the product that was actually delivered into theaters. I do not believe this is what people are paying to see, as it has a ton of backstory and not the straightforward just mayhem in the pizzeria based on the video game that the movie should have been. It's not what it should have been, in my opinion. Taylor Swift's concert film, just a 12% drop-off week to week, $166 million domestically, $231 million worldwide. She gets 57% straight cut off that 231. That's a pretty good 3 weeks work, would you say?
Yeah, it is.
If you get that cut, or I got that cut, we'd be pretty happy. So,
yeah.
I mean, listen, she really opened the door, like, to expand on what you said. I could see entities creating sort of a production company with just a membership fee where they go directly to theater owners and cut deals. So I think it's a groundbreaking deal, what she did. I really do.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic, and it gives you that whole theater and concert going experience. Again, for anybody who did go or anybody who wasn't able to go, they still get to see it. It's like being in a concert, not just at a movie theater. Chuck, you are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
58 after the hour. You too.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.